Thank you.
Thank you. Next case, please.
The next case is number 11,948. Carl J. and Pamela K. Pierce seek a variance from the front yard setback on a through lot, section 115-34B, 115-182A, and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Ridge Court, approximately 331 feet north of Oak Crest Drive. The 911 address is 30817 Ridge Court, Lewis. Zoning district is MRRPC. The tax map is District 234, Map 6, Parcel 553. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Specifically, their applicant is requesting a 27.3-foot variance from the required 40-foot rear front yard setback on a through lot.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Carl J. Pierce, 30817.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
My name is Carl Pierce, and I'm requesting this variance on my shed. It's a manufactured shed delivered by a truck and dropped on a predetermined site. As it turns out, this is on a through lot, and the shed is where it is because of the requirements of the HOA to be behind the house, so there wasn't any left. Picked the spot. Actually, realistically, my wife picked the spot. And so, turns out it was on the high ground, fortunately, because it's a low spot on that road, on Beaver Dam Road, and seen some pretty good flooding back there, so it's been safe. It seems like the logical place to do it. Did you pass this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry I didn't have one for all of you. I didn't know this would be a committee this large. This is a map of the Beaver Dam Road. There are 10 or 11 lots there that abut that road, and mine is marked, and there are three other ones that you've already approved at one time or another. When we came up to this, had no idea what a through lot was. I was surprised to find out that I had two front yards. So I'm here. I don't know of any neighbor who objects to this. I brought a list of signatures of my adjacent and neighbors across the street if you want to see it. But you've been very attentive to people talking tonight, so I don't know if I want to do that to you. I think that they should have had pictures that I gave you of the shed. It's cloaked. It looks nice. It looks good from the road. I have shown you on the map what the other lots are. I have pictures there if you want to see them, but they're just pictures of what you see on this map. I don't think it bothers anybody that I know of. To move it would be a gargantuan task, and there's little or no other place to put it. And, you know, realistically, I don't know what else to say. I'm done.
No, you're not.
Okay.
You have to go through. You've got a criteria.
Well,
for granting a variance, you have to
all right.
Go through, okay, for us.
Do you want to read the whole thing to you?
Your answers to those questions, yes.
This is a manufactured shed delivered by truck and dropped on a predetermined site. As it happens, our property abuts Beaver Dam Road, Route 23. This moves it into the category of through lot and requires a request for a variance. The shed cannot be to the side of the house because HOA requirements say it must be behind the back line of the house. There is not enough room, therefore, to place it anywhere else. It had to go within the 40-foot setback. It seems to be the best place it could be, considering that any other choice of location would have involved cutting more trees, having ruts in the yard, cracking the sidewalks, or driving over a propane tank. There's not much room left to maneuver on either side. We came to this property unaware of the concept of a through lot or backyard. We thought it was just that, a backyard. A through lot, as it turns out, actually creates two front yards because of setback requirements. Upon hearing that, we didn't know whether to laugh or cry. In addition, we were in a low spot in the street and all the roads adjoining, all the road plus adjoining yards fill our backyard with water. Consequently, the site has to be strategic to protect the shed. That's why we put it on some high ground, or the highest ground we could find. I know of no neighbor who objects to this shed. In fact, they have temporarily used it for storage. If they do object, no one has spoken up. The HOA has not complained of it. The shed sits in a copse of trees and is virtually unnoticeable unless you know how to look for it. It is neatly cloaked in a setting of trees and plants, but mine is not the only shed in this situation. There are many, at least three other sheds faced with the same situation along Beaver Dam Road that have been approved as well as other places in the county. As explained in the information above, this seems to be the best location, all conditions considered. It is a heavy shed, and moving it would be a gargantuan task. There's little room to maneuver without damage to surrounding objects. It presents no concern of any kind to anything or anyone. And incidentally, another thing I thought of, as I was sitting there, which is increasing. I don't know if you're familiar with Beaver Dam Road or not, but the traffic, it's now become a substitute for 24. And the traffic is not only heavier, it's just a straight highway, and it's become a virtual raceway. And in this age of building walls, if you let me build a wall between me and the highway, I'd do that, because sometimes I can see a car careening off the road and flying into the backyard. I mean, that may be fantasy, but wow, they fly along there if you know the road. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
I don't know what else I have to do.
But we'll come to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Want to ask you one question. What do I do with that sign? Do I have to bring that back to the county or?
It's yours.
It's yours.
Thanks.
You can keep that. Yeah.
You can keep that one too.
Is that it?
Okay. All right. Well, see if I have any questions. I'm going to start with Mr. Hudson, please.
I don't have any at this time.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Rickards.
Well, what did your permit say when you got a permit for the shed? Did it say 40 feet in the front, 40 feet in the rear? Or did it say 30 feet in the front and 40 feet from the road?
I don't have the permit.
You didn't get a permit?
No, that's why I was behind. They came around and said, you need a permit for this.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That answers that question.
No,
thank you.
I did it according to the HOA things. I had no idea. I never heard of a through lot.
You just went out and bought the shed.
Yeah, put it in. Yeah. I had the HOA approval.
Yeah, but the guy that sold you the shed, he didn't know the rules?
He probably did, but I don't remember.
All right. Thank you.
That's okay.
No question.
Who did you buy the shed from?
There was it looked like there was an accessory, a building permit for an accessory structure granted in 2016 for a shed.
Did it give any indication that it was a through lot?
I'm not aware. I didn't look at the permit itself.
You didn't look at the permit either? And you don't know whether it shows through lot?
So did you come to the county and get a permit for the shed, or did you?
Yeah, I got a letter in the mail.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I'm asking. Oh. When you went to buy a shed,
mm-hmm.
Did you first come to the county yourself?
I did not, no.
Did you at any point come to the county yourself?
No.
So, okay, so negligence. So what I'm trying to establish is who obtained the permit. It sounds like it might have been the people you bought the shed from. So my question again, who did you buy the shed from?
Pine Ridge Farms.
Okay, thank you.
That's what we're trying to get.
Then where are they located?
Bagsboro.
Bagsboro, okay.
All right. And the need for the shed is for lawn and accessory?
I came from Snowbelt around Lake Erie. I have more equipment than the average person.
So. You don't have a snowblower?
Actually, I don't, but I do. We have a community one we share.
I'm joking. But you needed the need for the shed was because it doesn't appear that you have any other structure to put a lawnmower or things like that.
Okay. I have no basement. I have a crawl space.
Okay. Yeah. All right. No other questions.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, just one more.
Got maybe one more for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did the contractor, did Pine Ridge Farms put the shed on your property?
Yeah.
Okay, so you relied on them to do that in compliance?
No. I put it in or to get the.
Did they put it on the property?
Yeah.
Okay, so you relied on them to place it in compliance with the code?
I measured it out. Yeah. They put it on the place I measured.
Okay. When did they put it on? Was it 2016 or was it?
No, I'm embarrassed to tell you this. In March of 2005.
Okay, so it's been on there.
It's been on there a long time. I did the best I knew.
11 years.
Yeah.
And I presume you've not had any complaints about that?
Never. No, never, honestly.
And does your property have direct access to Beaver Dam Road, or is it an interior street that you front off of?
I front off the interior street.
So you have no access to Beaver Dam?
No.
Okay. And it looks to me like from the pictures you had some woods between the rear of your property and Beaver Dam.
I did, and there's a huge maple tree that sits right behind it.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Eugene Greco. I live at 30807 Ridge Court in Lewis.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I just want to say I lived next door to Carl for 7 years. Mm-hmm. The shed was there when I moved in. It has never been a problem. None of the neighbors have a problem with the shed. He uses it strictly for, you know, his gardening and lawn cutting implements. Mm-hmm. It's where it has to be because of the HOA rules. It's more than 10 feet from our back property line, which is abutting Beaver Dam Road.
Right.
And unfortunately, we found out later on when he got a letter in the mail that it needs to be 40 feet from the property line. And for our property, that's just not possible. It would have to be then put into the front of the house.
Right.
Which HOA won't allow that.
Oh, okay, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
That's all I have. Thank you.
All righty. Okay. I'm sorry?
Can I come up for 1 minute?
Yeah.
Thank my neighbor because he thought of stuff that I forgot, because this is intimidating for me. So thank you.
What is we're intimidating?
Well, just the whole
the process.
The whole
not
process.
You, not you.
Oh, I want the whole process.
The whole process.
Yeah, the whole process. No, I want to thank you and also applaud you for your ability to listen.
We do want to make you feel comfortable and be able to present your case. So
thank you.
That's the reason
no,
I
no,
asked.
I didn't mean you.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Pierce, I have another question.
Yeah.
The your deck on the back, how far does that stick out from the house?
It's out to the, see, it had a deck on it when I bought it, and that was another thing. It's out to the 20 feet. Do I have to get a thing for that, too?
Well, the reason I'm asking, you've got 45.6 feet from your property line to your home.
Yeah.
And your deck is allowed to encroach 5 feet. But it appears that the deck's a little wider than 5 feet or further than towards the road than 5 feet.
Should I get another thing for that belatedly?
Yes, there.
Because it was there
It's not on the survey, so it was probably not picked up. But if it is, in fact, more than 5 feet of an encroachment, yes, it should have a variance.
Do I have to come
well.
Back and do this all again?
Well, I don't know, because what's advertised is for a rear. Setback.
It is for a rear yard setback. We could measure quickly.
We may be able to incorporate that into there and leave the hearing open for you to somehow tell us how far, or probably better yet, for you to measure the deck, report to the office, and then we can come up with a reasonable distance. That
can I do first in the docket next time?
Well, what it would be is most likely, Mr. Pierce, is it would be left open for the limited purpose of being able to get an updated survey just showing the distance from that property line to the edge of the shed, the edge of the deck.
Okay.
What will happen is, if this is what the board is so inclined to do, it would be put under old business. The record would be left open for that only. You wouldn't have to be here that evening.
Okay.
It wouldn't be like you'd have another public hearing.
And you'll tell me the instructions of what to do and how to do.
You, well, and further to his comment, you can view our deliberations on the internet that evening. But, yeah, basically, I'll tell you now what we're going to do is we're going to make a motion to leave the hearing open for the purpose of you to report to the staff either the width of that deck from the house towards the road, or if you have a survey that shows the distance from the property line, I mean, not the road.
I might.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Either way.
We might have that information momentarily. Okay. So, you have any other questions?
I don't know that I'd go scale, though.
Well, we'll get a rough idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because that road does look a curve.
But at least we have we know that the house is somewhere around 45.6 feet. And if you tell us the deck is 10 feet, then we could grant a variance.
The deck is 12 feet wide.
12 feet. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're looking at
about 33 feet.
It's 33.6. So we might grant a variance of
8 feet, 7 feet.
Well, no, it would be the full. Oh yeah.
5 feet. So we need 8.
45.6 minus 12.
All right. Came up with 6.4 if we're doing 40 minus the 33.6.
Right.
And that property,
seven.
The rear property line does appear to have a slight arc to it, which
it
would make it.
I would say probably to make it at least 8 feet.
Cover it.
Variance to
cover it.
Because you're talking about 32.4 feet, give or take.
Right.
So.
I knew what Jamie was saying, that curved in there, so it would be. Or should we just wait and be for sure, though?
Well, if he's, you're certain it's 12 feet?
Absolutely.
Absolutely?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm shadow of a doubt.
I'd have a talk with that survey that did that.
You go right ahead.
No,
it's 12 feet.
Yeah, they normally will survey everything on your property when you say survey, so.
Okay. All right.
You're going to go 8 feet?
You'll need an 8 foot.
Do I have to see
you? Let me ask you, in regard to your deck, it was there before you bought the house?
There was a deck on there, yeah.
Okay, and it would be costly to remove it or to cut it back? Or
it's pretty substantial. My father-in-law built it. He's a master carpenter.
Okay.
And the one I took off had about literally probably 2 or 3 cans of nails in it. They went nuts with a nail gun.
Okay.
It's true. Well, anything else? And tell me again what I have to do now.
Nothing now.
Nothing.
Do I owe you any
more
money?
We just took care of it.
No. Just took care of you.
Well, no.
Just took care of it.
Okay. Potentially.
Thanks.
Need a motion, so.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to get that motion.
I don't know if you also need to ask if there's anybody here in opposition.
Opposition.
Yes.
Is anyone here in opposition to this application?
We're in favor.
In favor. Chair, hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that it's a unique situation that he has, and he's convinced me that it is, because there's no place to put lawnmowers or any other type of similar items. And so I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property because of the, you know, depth of the lot and the two front setback, two front yard setbacks. It makes it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, that situation wasn't created by the applicant. I don't think it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare. I think he is asking for a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve not only the requested shed variance of 27.3 feet, but also variance for the deck of 8 feet.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Rickards, that we approve Case number 11,948 for the shed variance of the 27.3, and also for the deck, which is 8 foot. So all those in favor of the motion? Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Now, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,948 is approved. For your shed and the deck, sir. Okay?
I have to tell you one more thing.
Yes, sir. You're in good shape, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.